Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨义旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Stories Discovery. Our story for today is Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Adam and Eve live in a wonderful garden. There were trees and plants with good food like apples, bananas, grapes, and watermelon.There were flowers and trees and plants that were beautiful to look at. In the middle of the garden was a tree called the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. God told Adam and Eve they could eat anything in the whole garden except the fruit that was growing on that one tree. One day, a serpent talked to Eve and told her to eat the forbidden fruit. If you eat some of that fruit, you would know things you didn't know before. The snake said, "You would be like God." Eve listened to the serpent. Adam ate some too.God was very sad that they had disobeyed him. Adam and Eve had to leave the beautiful garden. But God still loved them very much. The story of Adam and Eve is the story about disobeying God and how it hurt God that people disobey him.Adam and Eve live in a wonderful garden. Wonderful, 意思就是很漂亮，很奇妙。亚当和厄娃住在一个很漂亮的 garden, 就是园子，花园。There were trees and plants. Trees 就是树 ,plants 就是植物。在他们住的地方有树。也有植物 ,with good food like apples, 还有很多好吃的食物像 apples 就是苹果 ,bananas 就是橡胶 ,grapes 就是葡萄 ,and watermelon 就是西瓜。There were flowers and trees and plants that were beautiful to look at. 园里还有很多漂亮的花、草、树木。In the middle of the garden was a tree. 在花园中间有一个树 called the Tree of Knowledge, 叫做分辨善恶的树，或 knowledge 也可以说是知识，或是智慧。但这个树就是我们可以说分辨善恶的树。God told Adam and Eve they could eat anything in the whole garden. 上帝告诉亚当和厄娃，他们可以吃在花园里所有的食物 except 就是除了 the fruit that was growing on the tree, 除了那在那棵树长的果实。 就是那个分辨善恶的树。One day, 有一天 ,a serpent 就是蛇。A serpent talked to Eve, 有一条蛇说服厄娃 and told her to eat the forbidden fruit. 说服她告诉她你要吃那个被禁的果那颗禁果。And the serpent told, if you eat some of that fruit, 如果你吃那棵树的果子 you would know things you didn't know before. 你就会知道前所不知道的事。The snake said, 那条蛇说 you would be like God.你会像上帝一样。Eve listened 就是听。厄娃听了。Listen to the serpent, 厄娃听了那条蛇。Adam ate some too, 亚当也吃了。God was very sad that they had disobeyed him.上帝就很难过，因为他们违背了他。Adam and Eve had to leave the beautiful garden. 亚当和厄娃就必须离开那美丽的园子。But God still loved them very much. 但是上帝还是深爱着他们。This story teaches that God continues to love us. 告诉我们这个上帝继续不断地爱着我们。这个故事跟我们讲，当我们违背了天主的时候，天主会感到很难过，但是继续不断地爱着我们。But the main message is, 但主要的的一个讯息就是 Let us not disobey God, but love God who loves us. 我们不要违背爱我们的天主，但要爱他，因为他先爱了我们， because he has loved us first. This is the story for today. Thank you once again for listening and continue practicing your English.By sharing this story with others. Goodbye and see you again next time.